following the investigations into historical allegations of abuse in various institutions. As with any criminal matter, the question of criminal charges being brought and ultimately whether prosecution is appropriate or possible are decisions for the Irish Garda Síochána, our police force, and the Director of Public Prosecutions. And all such decisions are made entirely independent of government. On Garda Síochána investigates all criminal allegations made to them. There is no statute of limitations in relation to prosecution for criminal offences. 181 calls from members of the public were received by a dedicated Garda helpline established after the publication of the Commission to Inquire into Child Abuse, known as the Ryan Report. All of those calls were assessed and fully investigated. 15 investigation files were forwarded to the Director of Public Prosecutions for direction. Of these, the director directed no prosecution in 14 of the cases. In the case of one investigation file, the DPP recommended a prosecution, and that file referred to an investigation conducted into alleged incidents of sexual abuse. In 2013, the accused was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment, with the last 18 months suspended, on 14 counts of indecent assault. In respect of the more recent report of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission of Investigation, upon its publication, this report was immediately forwarded to the Attorney General, the Garda Commissioner and the Director of Public Prosecutions. Having concluded that there was insufficient evidence in the actual report to initiate criminal proceedings, the Garda appealed for anybody with information about potential crimes in these institutions, including the most harrowing reports of sexual and domestic assault prior to entry to these institutions, to come forward and engage with them. Specially trained officers are in place to assist anyone making such a complaint, and I'd reiterate that call here today that anyone would come forward and engage with Garda Síochána. As of April this year, a total of 86 reports have been received. 54 of these reports have since been closed and 32 remain open. Regrettably, some cases have experienced difficulty for reasons including the age or nature of the complaint, or where the victim can't be located, or where they decline to engage. But engagement continues until each report is brought to a conclusion and a full explanation is furnished to the affected parties. Thank you.
Thanks very much, James. I'll speak to some of the remaining issues in terms of legacy issues and mother and baby and county home institutions. In the context of the set of High Court cases that were taken